Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Violence.
Hey there, and welcome to Pop Rocks Radio. As always, I am your host, Vijayan. Woke up this morning and a chill was in the air. Not politics, just the weather today. Can't believe fall is around the corner. But now that we mentioned the politics thing, oh man, what a shit show. This is Melvick Center from Australia off their second full-length release, Trawler, now out on Evil Tone Records. This is Thin.
Just wait.
was Need a Car from the Rockinghams featuring Seattle music legends Jim Basnight, Chris Utting, also known as Chris Crass, also known as the original drummer for the Muffs, and Jack Hanen of the Cowboys, who were also a mainstay of the 80s scene here in Seattle. Welcome to Pop Rocks Radio. We have a great show for you today. Our movie of the week is the classic 1990 film Pump Up the Volume, a film that boasts one of my favorite soundtracks for that time. Do you remember soundtrack albums? Did I just date myself again?
All right, seniors, we'd all love to share in your wisdom, experience, yada, yada, yada.
Since we'll be going back to the 90s, let's also spend some time with one of my favorite bands from that period, the Lemonheads. But first, before we get to all that, this is the new one from Camp Trash off the latest four-way split vinyl from Count Your Lucky Stars Records out of Williamston, Michigan. You can pick that up on their Bandcamp page. In fact, I would encourage you to forego that pumpkin spice latte and do just that. This is Friendship America.
Sure. So many days I felt this way. You said I had to go. I lost my way. He thinks maybe you'll be back one day.
Closed out that set with Thin White Rope, another so-called Paisley Underground band, albeit a bit darker and more hostile. That wasn't my description, but I liked it, so you get to hear it too. That was Wire Animals off their excellent 1987 album Moonhead. Before that, we had the latest from friend of the show, the Chris Vandelay Project, with Facing West. That is available on their Bandcamp page. A lot of great musicians on that track, including our friend Dave Franco on drums. That guy has great taste in music. He has a shrine to Tommy Keane in his practice room, which, if he were my Uber driver, would earn him an automatic 5 stars.
ABC presents Tuesday Movie of the Week.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed.
This week's Tuesday Movie of the Week on Wednesday is Pump Up the Volume. Alan Moyle's Gen X cult classic from 1990, starring Christian Slater as Happy Harry Hardon, a pirate radio DJ broadcasting from his parents' basement in suburban Arizona. At first, it's just an outlet, a way to scream into the void, but soon Harry becomes the voice of a generation of kids choking on the conformity, consumerism, and hollow promises of the 1980s.
Think about it. Everything's polluted. The environment, the government, the schools, you name it. There's nothing to do anymore. And all the great themes have been used up, turned into theme parks.
For those of you who weren't there, the 80s weren't just neon and John Hughes movies. Underneath was a hard cultural shift to the right, an insistence on a family-friendly, whitewashed America that denied or punished anything messy, real, or rebellious. Mainstream outlets sold the sanitized version. Harry's raw late-night monologues were hell-bent on tearing it down. Am I oversimplifying the time? Well, yeah, of course I am. I'm not a historian. But as part of Gen X, I did feel what it was like to watch the promise of a society that celebrated the scrappiness of the American experiment give way to the myth of American exceptionalism.
Welcome to the Arena Central. May I take your order, please?
Yeah, I want...
That was deep.
The irony in this movie is sharp. Harry's own parents were ex-hippies who once also demanded better but ended up folding into the system. It's a generational betrayal that fuels his anger.
So I don't really find it exactly cheerful to be living in a totally, like, exhausted decade where there's nothing to look forward to and no one to look up to.
Like Moyle's earlier Times Square, this is a story about young people finding their voice in a culture desperate to silence them.
This radio person is the whole problem. Are we going to allow this guy to be heard by anyone who can turn a dial?
When one lonely listener confesses his despair on air and later dies by suicide, the stakes turn real. In fact, every teen in this movie seems on the verge of suicide. The film lays bare how many teens are suffocating under the lie that everything is fine. And when Harry speaks honestly, it speaks to them. Others rally at the cost of drawing the wrath of teachers, principals, and ultimately the FCC.
Hello, Dad. I'm in jail.
For Harry, suicide isn't rebellion. It's surrender. Despair is the system's final victory. Instead, he dares his listeners to tear off their labels, scream out their truth, and embrace the chaos.
Why not do something crazy? It makes a hell of a lot more sense than blowing your brains out.
In the tradition of outlaw folk heroes, Harry becomes a symbol. He's not just spinning records, he's spinning truth, dodging authority while uniting the disaffected. He doesn't get it at first either. To him, this is just a way to vent his frustration and anger, someone he can talk to. But he soon realizes this is much bigger than that.
This is my life you're screwing around with here, you know?
Not anymore, it isn't. This is everyone's life.
The soundtrack for this film has got some great covers. Henry Rollins and Bad Brains on the MC5 classic Kick Out the Jams, Liquid Jesus with Sly and the Family Stone Stand, along with the Pixies, Peter Murphy, Soundgarden, Sonic Youth, The Underground Here is the Lifeline. Each generation builds its own channels of resistance. Zines, radio, punk shows, podcasts. With the outlets we have now, the sheer volume is both overwhelming and encouraging. This movie reminds me of why I got into this in the first place. If you don't see what you want to see in the world, put it out there yourself. You'll find your tribe. Pump Up the Volume is available on all the streamers, so pick a good one. If you haven't seen this film, check it out. If you have, watch it again. It just might remind you that nothing is hopeless if you speak your truth.
Harry!
We're with you, man! We'll win you all the way!
Harry!
Talk hard!
Amy at 97 FM in Springfield, and my show is Radioactive.
Can anyone out there hear me?
Sick of silence, let it out.
This is Ethan from LA, and I'm here with
Stop the Violence.
I'm 16,
but I'm not sweet.
Are you running the streets? Call the real runaway hotline.
KCAT,
Los Gatos, California.
This is I Am. Are you?
This is No Protection. I'm from New Jersey.
Hi, you're on the air.
Turn on the truth.
Everybody knows that's how it goes. Everybody
seems
possession, oh possession, oh possession. Everyone move fingers out and come on, come and shout. Possession, oh possession, oh possession. Oh possession, oh possession, oh possession. Oh possession, oh possession, oh possession. The magistrates, New England must blow him. Can you hear the bells? The minister, cloaked in black, hearings them. Yes, hear the bells, bring them straight to hell. Well, ring the bells. Bridget was the first to hunger. She is not the evil one. It's those who put that dread to bells, and hell is what they've chosen. That's the power of possession, yeah, possession.
Back in the bedroom, no backbone.
that set, we played Seattle's Visqueen with Manhattan from 2004 Sunset on Dateland. We also played Ty Segall with Skirts of Heaven off his latest album, Possession. And we closed out that set with our featured artist this week, the Lemonheads. That was Backbone off their self-titled album in 2006. The Lemonheads have been almost synonymous with their main singer-songwriter, Evan Dando, for the past 30 years or so, but he shared both vocal and songwriting duties with Ben Daly for their first three albums, starting with Hate Your Friends in 1987. From that album, this is with Ben on vocals, this is Second Chance.
Been a long time since I've seen your face. I've been down, I've been in lonely places. Now you say you're feeling different. Now you say you're feeling different. Been a long time since I've heard your voice. Telling the lies I always believe in. Now you're saying something different. Now you're saying something different. Maybe you've seen it all before, but I'm gonna tell you something more. There's no such thing as a second chance. There's no such thing as another try. There's no such thing as start all over. All you ever did was make me cry. Been a long time since I've seen your eyes. Looking at me, looking through me. Now you're looking somehow different. Now you're looking somehow different. Been a long time since I felt your touch. Pulling me closer and I can't fight you. Now you're doing something different. Now you're doing something different. Say you wanna give it another go. That's something that you have to know. There's no such thing as a second chance. There's no such thing as another try. There's no such thing as starting all over. All you ever did was make me cry. There's no such thing as a second chance. There's no such thing as another try. There's no such thing as starting all over. All you ever did was make me cry. There's no such thing as a second chance. There's no such thing as another try. There's no such thing as starting all over. All you ever did was say goodbye, 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 goodbye.
Even with the almost replacements-like edge of these early albums, their skill with melody is unmistakable. This started to become more and more refined with each album, and more tracks put the hardcore aside. Their first three albums were on the Boston label Tang Records. The last of these 1989's Lick came amidst clashes between Dando and Daly, with Ben leaving the band when the record was completed. Ironically, it was their irreverent take on Suzanne Vega's harrowing song Luca that got them noticed and signed to Atlantic Records after this album. Since I'm sure y'all have probably heard that one, let's play something else. This is the lead track off that album with Dando on vocals. This is Mallow Cup.
Yeah.
Let's jump ahead to an album that turned the Lemonheads from a college indie oddity to mainstream megastars. They released It's a Shame About Ray in 1992 to universal acclaim, and the addition of their cover of Simon and Garfunkel's Mrs. Robinson to later editions of the album ensured it would be a mainstream hit. Of course, it didn't hurt that Dando was all kinds of handsome and was the perfect, if unwilling, poster boy for what had become known as alternative rock. This album is one of my favorites from the 90s. With it, Dando had grown fully into his talent as a songwriter. With as much good music that came out of that era, if I had to pick a favorite song, it would be this one. This is the title track, It's a Shame About Ray. Unfortunately, Evan Dando has become known as one of rock's greatest burnouts. Fame did not sit well with him, and he descended into a serious drug addiction. I saw him perform twice in the 90s. Once, when It's a Shame About Ray came out, he did a solo acoustic show at one of the museums here in Seattle. It was an intimate set where we all sat on the steps and he talked and played whatever came to mind. I even sat behind the guys from Nirvana. They didn't recognize me or anything, but that's okay. I have my sunglasses on. Anyway, the show was one of the most memorable shows I've ever seen. Now, fast forward a couple years, and he toured his band for the follow-up album Come On Feel the Lemonheads in 1993. Hole opened the show. Sorry to say, but man, they were terrible that night. And Dando was so tweaked out, he asked to turn the stage lights off and put the house lights up instead because the light was just too much for him. He managed to put out one more album, Car Button Cloth, in 1996, now officially adding The to their name, and although it's uneven, there are some gems there. the one you've probably heard, but I just love how he plays with the lyrics here. It just shows that with even all his problems, the talent is unmistakable. This is If I Could Talk, I'd Tell You. Late 90s and early 2000s, Dando did some solo tours and contributed his songwriting talents to other bands such as the Dandy Warhols, until in 2005 he put together a new lineup for the Lemonheads, doing some shows and releasing their self-titled album that we played earlier. The band has released Varshons and Varshons 2, both albums of covers, as well as acoustic and live albums since. These days he has since relocated to Brazil and has a new album due out next month. The album is called Love Chant, and this is the first single from that album, In the Margin.
Loneliness is solidarity, you chose me. Waking up to find the Concord was a farce of unity. Wondering how the cohesion stole the creativity. Asking why like-mindedness could find a heart that could be free. Asking why like-mindedness could find a heart that should be free. Loneliness is solidarity, you chose me. I'll be out here if you need to find me. I'd rather die than live if thoughts can find me. If periphery is what you give, I'll leave you in the margin. I'll leave you in the margin. All at once I saw the faces formed a wall and spoke to me, saying nothing of deluded jail or stale hypocrisy. Stupidly I left escape plans out so they could find my way. I laughed as they ran past it, turning me my, turning me my. I'll be out here if you want to find me. I'd rather die than let your thoughts confine me. If periphery is what you give, I'll leave you in the margin. Margin.
out here if you need to find me. I'd rather die than let your thoughts confine me. If periphery is what you give, I'll leave you in the margin while I live. I'll leave you in the margin.
That is it for our featured artist this week. If you have someone you would like to see featured on the show, drop me a note at Bijan, that's Bijan, at poprocksradio.com. Of course, if you want me to just keep picking them, well, then don't email me, okay?
Why don't you get a job at Burgerama? They'll hire you. My lord, I saw on the TV they had this little retarded boy working the cash register.
Because I'm not retarded, Mom. I was valedictorian of my university.
Well, you don't have to put that down on your application.
It's no news, we're on the loose. Simultaneously confused. We need a break from you. Heroically cut loose. Now what? Uncut. Here we go. Follow me. No.
That's the band Sonic Whip from the Netherlands with their new single, Survive. You know, I'm just going to read their bio because, well, I love it. Sonic Whip is a three-piece energetic rock band that will punch you in the face with dancing riffs and a thumping and air-shifting rhythm section. This young trio will take you by your earlobe and won't leave you unharmed with their tight rock songs. Experience the Sonic Whip for yourself. You need it.
Well, smack my ass and call me Judy.
More to come here on Pop Rocks Radio, but first, a word from our sponsor. But since we don't have a sponsor, it's really just a word.
Strategery.
I wanna live like a megastar. I wanna live like a life on Mars. But I know how to get there. Just the weight of the world that keeps pushing down. I wanna be on the mega screens. I wanna live like I'm on TV. As I know I can get there. Just the weight of it all that keeps Don't tell me I'm a misfit. I don't wanna play your tricks. You broke my heart in two.
I don't hear them ringing. So it's coming. We'll be right back.
the Green Pajamas with Peppermint Stick, which I believe first turned up as the B-side to Kim the Waitress in 1987. Kim the Waitress, of course, was covered by Material Issue on their 1994 album Freak City Soundtrack. Before that, we had the band Flutter from Denver with Standing on a Corner from their debut EP, When You Love Somebody. And we kicked off that set with Mad Haven from Wales with Wasted on You.
Everybody get out of here, there's a lobster loose! Oh, holy cow, he's loose! Everybody get out of here, he's vengeful! Quickly, cover yourselves with hot butter and carry lemons just in case!
Okay, it looks like we've got time for one more set, and this is by our friends Cosmo Topper from their new album due out early next year. The album is called Retrofit, the final bon voyage of Cosmo Topper. This is called The Green Tea Party.
Thank you.
We closed out that set with This Machine Kills Archons from the UK with their single Future Shocked. Their new EP, Day Revelation, was released on August 18th.
May tomorrow be a perfect day.
May you find love and laughter along the way.
May God keep you in His tender care
till He brings us together again.
Good night, everybody.
And with that, we have come to the end of another episode of Pop Rocks Radio. With all that's going on out there, just remember the immortal words of Bill S. Preston, Esquire: be excellent to each other. I couldn't think of a more appropriate or needed song to end today's show. This is not a surf with Always Love. Remember, hate will get you every time. This is Bijan from Pop Rocks Radio. Thanks for listening. Be good, be weird, and we'll see you next time.
To make a mountain of your life is just a choice, but I never learned enough to listen to the voice that told me always love. Hate will get you every time, always love. Don't wait till the finish line. Slow demands come round, squeeze the air and keep the rest out. It helps to ride it down, even when you've been crossing it out. But always love, hate will get you every time. Always love, even when you wanna fight. Self-directed lives, I wanna know. Listen to the voice that told me